The Moose Jaw Warriors are 4 games into their BC Division road swing, and it's officially safe to say it's been a successful run for the local crew. Case in point, their most recent outing Tuesday night against the Victoria Royals. Warriors captain Denton Matichuk had a 5-point night as the Warriors scored 7 straight goals and would go on to an 8-3 win in Western Hockey League action from Vancouver Island. The victory was the 3rd straight for Moose Jaw and 3rd in 4 games on the road swing thus far, with their record improving to 1-6-9-0-0 on the season. More importantly, the Warriors moved into a tie for 3rd place in the Eastern Conference with the Saskatoon Blades, although Saskatoon has 4 games in hand. Moose Jaw also sits 3 points up on Lethbridge. The Royals needed only 49 seconds to get things going, as Braden Schuurman broke in on a 2-on-1 down the left wing before beating Connor Unger with a shot 5-hole. Braden Yeager got that one back with 6:14 to play in the period. Lucas Brenton found the 2023 NHL draft prospect streaking up the ice with a breakout pass, and Yeager would fight off a Royals defender before putting home a shot 5-hole to tie the game 1-1. Jagr Furkus extended his point streak to 18 games with 25 seconds remaining in the first, with Ryder Korchak winning a faceoff in the Victoria zone and getting a pass out to Furkus in the slot. A quick shot top-shelf gloveside on Nicholas Cristiano later, and the Warriors had the 2-1 lead heading into the second period. Furkus' streak is the 2nd longest ongoing run in the WHL, with the 18-year-old having points in all but 2 games this season. Another long-range feed from Brenton figured into the Warriors' 3rd goal. Harper Lolocker was the recipient this time, as he took a pass from the 19-year-old rearguard and broke down the left wing before cutting to the front of the net and putting a shot home along the ice. The Warriors carried the play much of the period, and Atlee Calvert would finish off a lengthy stint in the Royals' zone by taking a feed into the left side of the slot from Matichuk, pulling back on a slick little toe drag and putting a shot top shelf short side on Cristiano. Moose Jaw made it a 4-goal game when Korchak took a cross-ice feed from Max Wanner and put a shot home with less than a minute remaining in the frame. The onslaught didn't stop in the final period. Calvert made it a 6-1 Warriors lead 7 minutes in, taking a cross-crease feed from Eric Aleri and putting a shot over Cristiano for his 2nd goal of the game. Matichuk picked up his 6th goal of the season with 7 minutes to play, and when he drew an assist on Nathan Pilling's goal with 1:38 remaining, the Warriors' captain had his 5-point outing. Matichuk came into the game 14th among WHL defense men in scoring. By the time the night was over, he was tied for 4th. Riley Gannon and Alex Thacker scored goals for Victoria in the final 7 minutes, but things were long decided by then. Unger finished the game with 23 saves for his 12th win of the season, moving into 2nd place in the WHL in that category. The Warriors fired 42 shots at Cristiano. Next action for the Warriors is Wednesday night when they take on the Vancouver Giants to close out the BC portion of their trip. Moose Jaw stops off in Red Deer on Saturday night before wrapping things up in Calgary on Sunday afternoon. Next home action is Friday, December 9, when the Warriors host the Hitmen on their annual Teddy Bear Toss Night. Fans are asked to bring new and unwrapped stuffed animals, toques and mittens to the game, and after the first Warrior goal, throw their items on the ice for collection by Salvation Army volunteers. The donations will be used as part of the Salvation Army Christmas Toy Program, helping ensure every family has gifts under the tree this Christmas. Game time is 7 p.m. at the Moose Jaw Event Center.